Welcome to Carmen Madrid's podcast. Are you preparing for the Delhi B2 or C1 exam? This podcast is made just for you. Carmen Madrid is an accredited examiner from the Instituto Cervantes and your new tutor for this exam. Each episode features a conversation between two speakers generated using advanced AI technology. These conversations are about a previous episode of a Spanish podcast on the Delhi B2 and C1 exams. But that's not all. We offer a range of services to support your learning journey. One-on-one and group Spanish classes, books for Delhi preparation to help you study effectively, exclusive access to the News Club and Reading Club, plus our advanced grammar workshop to deepen your understanding of Spanish. You can find everything at DelhiExam.com. Join us in taking your Spanish to the next level. I'll leave you with my AI friends. Enjoy.
So if you're aiming for that C1 level in Spanish, you definitely know the DELE exam is, a significant challenge. And today, we're getting really specific, like laser-focused. We're zeroing in on the written part, the prueba escrita, and actually just the first task, Tarea 1.
Yeah, this is definitely a high-stakes one, Tarea 1. I find it often causes the most stress for candidates. Yeah. It's this mix of high-level listening, then tough written synthesis, and all under some pretty serious time pressure. Mm-hmm. So our mission today, really, is to get past just the basic instructions and give you a solid tactical plan for actually mastering this summary task.
And it's so important to get this. Tarea 1 isn't just about, did you understand what you heard? Mm-hmm. It's more complex. It's mediation. It's synthesis.
It's structured argumentation, too.
Exactly. Structured argumentation delivered clearly. And you've got to handle this one plus Tarea 2 in, just 80 minutes total?
Just 80 minutes. And when you think about what the Instituto Cervantes is really evaluating here, it's about your ability to function professionally in Spanish.
Oh.
Think about it. This task is like summarizing a really important conference call or maybe a complex report for your boss who couldn't be there. It's C1 knowledge in action.
That's a great way to frame it. Applied, yeah. C1. Okay, so let's really unpack the anatomy of this task.
Yeah.
What are the specifics, the parameters we need to know even before starting to prep?
Right. It all starts with the stimulus. You're going to listen to a conference, maybe a talk, could be a presentation. The audio itself, it's around 4, maybe 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And here's the first time constraint you hit. You get to hear that stimulus twice.
Twice. Okay, so that means, roughly 10 minutes of that precious 80-minute window is just gone? Just listening and taking notes?
Pretty much, yeah. You're there scribbling notes and that clock is ticking down.
Okay, so after the listening, what's the actual output? What do you have to produce?
You need to write a highly structured summary. It could be expository, just explaining, or argumentative, presenting a stance outlined in the talk. And the word count. This is key. Uh-huh. It's incredibly strict.
How strict?
Between 220 and 250 words. That's it.
Wow, that's a narrow window.
It really is. And getting penalized for being too short, or just as often, way too long, that's a super common mistake we need to help you avoid.
Right. That tight word count feels critical. Like if you struggle with pulling out just the main ideas, you might end up copying too much detail or maybe rambling a bit at the start.
And suddenly you're outside that 30-word range.
Exactly.
It forces conciseness.
So the core skills they're really testing are all integrated then. Listening, synthesis, writing.
Absolutely. It's auditory comprehension, yes, but also your ability to synthesize, your capacity to synthesis, and then clear, coherent, written expression escrita.
So it's not just did you get it, but can you take that complex info, reorganize it, boil it down, and present it clearly, professionally, under pressure?
That's the heart of it. Can you identify the main points, the secondary ideas, restructure them logically, and write it all out clearly?
Okay, so if high-level synthesis is the goal, and you got that tight word count,
yeah.
How do you actually make sure your writing fits, but isn't just, basic sentences strung together?
This is where your C1 grammar skills become, like your secret weapon.
Okay.
Instead of just simple sentences, subject, verb, object, which honestly eat up word count inefficiently, you need to practice using more complex structures. Think subordinate clauses, nominalization, basically packing more meaning into fewer, more sophisticated sentences.
Hmm. Embedding multiple ideas.
Right. You embed multiple concepts into one well-constructed sentence. That way you cover more of the original content and you demonstrate that advanced control over Spanish grammar. It's like efficiency through complexity.
Efficiency through complexity. I like that. That's a real shift in perspective. Okay. So that takes us from the what to the how.
Oh.
Knowing the demands, especially that 80-minute clock, what should you, the listener, be doing right now to build up these skills?
Preparation is everything, and it needs to hit multiple areas. First, the obvious one, just relentless practice with listening.
Right.
Get used to listening to native speaker podcasts, maybe recordings of academic conferences, formal talks, and make sure they're on topics outside your usual interests.
Why outside the comfort zone?
Because you need to get your ear used to different accents, different speeds of talking, and crucially, the kind of vocabulary used in fields like, say, economics or environmental science or even philosophy.
Yeah.
Academic Spanish.
Good point. And speed definitely matters.
Yeah.
Okay, second point. You mentioned earlier that note-taking is where people often stumble.
Oh, absolutely. You cannot afford to write full sentences while listening, especially during that second listen. It's just impossible.
That's the alternative.
You have to develop your own efficient personal shorthand system. Think symbols, abbreviations, use an arrow maybe for consequence or leads to. Use, I don't know, a squiggly equals sign for similar to, maybe the sigma symbol for sum or conclusion.
Got it. Personalized symbols.
Exactly. And here's a specific tip for the second listen. Train yourself to focus almost exclusively on capturing the key nouns and the main conjugated verbs.
Nouns and verbs. Why those specifically?
Because they form the skeleton of the argument. They carry the core meaning, all the adjectives, adverbs, the connecting words. That's mostly filler or context you can probably reconstruct later when you're writing.
That's a really practical, tactical approach.
Yeah.
Okay, so listening, practice, efficient notes. What about vocabulary? We know this needs formal Spanish.
Right. And expanding your vocabulary isn't just about, you know, reading more lists. It has to be active.
Active use.
Yes. Here's a concrete challenge for you. Pick 3 new C1 level academic words each week. Words that sound formal, precise. Then your goal is to actively use each of those words in 5 different contexts within that week.
5 different contexts? Like how?
Okay, maybe send a WhatsApp message to a Spanish-speaking friend using one. Draft a short work email using another. Try summarizing a news article out loud to yourself using the third.
Forcing it into actual use.
Exactly. It forces the word from just passive recognition, oh yeah, I think I've seen that word, into your active, usable vocabulary. Because under exam pressure, you'll always default to the words you use easily, not necessarily the most precise ones.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay, and speaking of precision, we can't skip grammar.
Never stop working on grammar at this level. Seriously. Commit to maybe one lesson or one specific grammar point per week from a good C1 practice book, ideally one with answers so you can check yourself.
Focusing on those complex structures.
Yes. Reinforce things like the different uses of the subjunctive hypothetical clauses, those more sophisticated connectors. Your ability to write a cohesive 250 words really depends on having those structures ready to go almost automatically.
Okay. And point 5, you mentioned something about synthesis before writing.
Right. Practice mentally summarizing immediately after you consume any Spanish content. Watch a 5-minute news clip. Pause it. Ask yourself, okay, what were the, say, 3 main arguments there? Can I link them logically in my head? You're building the mental blueprint before you even think about writing.
Training the synthesis muscle.
Exactly. Then finally, we get to the actual writing practice, the redaction. How do you beat that fear of the blank page when the clock's ticking so loudly?
Yeah, that's a big one.
You beat it through structure and time management practice. So for format practice, maybe starting 1 or even 2 months before the exam, you absolutely must practice under strict timed conditions.
And that brings up the big question about drafting, the borrador. Do you write a full draft first, then copy it over neatly?
That's the dilemma. And honestly, it's risky. If you spend, say, 40 minutes crafting a perfect draft, but only leave yourself 5 minutes to copy it, panic sets in. You rush, you make mistakes, the quality just plummets.
But what's the alternative for C1?
Many people who pass successfully use a kind of mixed strategy. They'll create a detailed outline first, then maybe write the first paragraph as a rough draft on scrap paper, quickly transfer that paragraph to the answer sheet, then draft the second paragraph, transfer it.
Paragraph by paragraph transfer.
Yes. That way, even if you run out of time unexpectedly, you've at least got, say, 1/2 or 2/3 of your answer on the official sheet, and it's legible and structured. But, and this is crucial, the strategy requires intense awareness of the clock.
Which only comes from?
Practice. Lots of timed practice.
Okay, that leads us perfectly into exam day itself.
Mm-hmm.
Execution strategy. We've prepped, we understand the structure, now the clock starts for real. What's the step-by-step for handling the task in the moment?
Okay, step 1, even before the audio starts, read the instructions carefully.
Seems obvious, but...
You'd be surprised. Who is the intended reader of this summary you're writing? Is it supposed to be for a colleague? A general audience? Knowing that helps set the right tone.
Good point. Okay, then the audio starts. First Listen.
First Listen is all about the big picture. Focus only on grasping the idea general, the main topic, and figuring out the speaker's overall structure. Are they comparing two things, offering three solutions, mapping out a problem? Don't chase tiny details yet. Just get the lay of the land.
Map the terrain. Okay. Then the second listen. That's when the detailed note-taking kicks in with their shorthand.
Exactly. Second listen is for capturing the ideas, principalities, the main points, any really relevant data or examples they give, and pay super close attention to the speaker's own signposting language.
Signposting? Like what?
Those phrases speakers use to structure their talk or signal importance. Things like, en primer lugar, or es fundamental destacar que, or por consiguiente. Or maybe near the end, en resumen, or lo más importante es.
The verbal cues.
Yes. Those are like neon signs telling you, this is a key point, write this down. When you hear those, you know that's a core piece of the argument you need in your notes.
Okay, audio stops. We have our hopefully well-organized notes. What's next before we actually write?
Step four is crucial. Organize those notes before you write a single sentence of the summary. Don't just start writing from the top of your notes. Look at them, figure out the absolute central theme, and then sequence the supporting points and evidence logically. Your written summary should actually flow more clearly than the original spoken conference might have.
Aim for improved clarity. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the writing itself, the redaction. Can you walk us through the paragraph structure for the summary part?
Sure. Start with a brief, ideally elegant introductory sentence. It should probably mention the speaker or the context, if known, and state the general theme of the conference clearly.
Okay, intro done. Then the body.
Structure the body logically, following the main points you identified. Ideally, use separate paragraphs for distinct main ideas or arguments from the audio. This helps the structure feel really clear to the examiner.
And the absolute golden rule we need to hammer home again.
Use your own words. Cannot stress this enough.
Right. No copying in chunks.
No. The examiners need to see that you can mediate the information, not just transcribe it. You have to paraphrase, rephrase, synthesize. Copying chunks, even if the Spanish is perfect, actually demonstrates weak synthesis skills.
Okay. And to make those synthesized points hang together smoothly at a C1 level, we need good connectors, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of sophisticated connector should we aim for?
Yeah, definitely move beyond just además and sin embargo, although those are fine. Try to use connectors that show more complex relationships. Maybe por consiguiente for as a result, or a pesar de ello for in spite of that, or phrases that introduce nuance like cabe destacar que, meaning it's worth noting that.
Varying the connector.
Exactly. Varying them makes the writing flow better and really shows off your lexical range.
Okay, so we've structured the body with our own words and good connectors. How do we wrap up the summary part?
Conclude the objective summary section with a final sentence or two that neatly encapsulates the conference's main purpose or overall message. Just a brief wrap-up of what was presented.
And this is the crucial transition point, right?
Precisely. This conclusion to the summary needs to transition smoothly into the next part of Tarea 1, which is where you're asked for your valuation or personal opinion. But that comes after the objective summary is complete.
Okay, let's definitely talk pitfalls then, because that sounds like the biggest trap. Mixing up the objective summary with your own subjective opinion.
It is absolutely the number one mistake people make. You must maintain strict, almost clinical objectivity throughout those 220, 250 words of the summary itself.
No, I agree. Or I think this was weak.
Not yet. Save all of that. First, you just report what the speaker presented as clearly and accurately as possible using your own words. The objective report comes first, the critical analysis or opinion comes second, and the part that follows the summary.
Got it. Another potential pitfall. Formality. This isn't a casual chat.
Definitely not. Maintain a formal, academic tone throughout the summary. Avoid any colloquialisms, slang, or overly informal expressions. Colloquialismos are out.
And related to that, vocabulary again, avoid repeating yourself.
Yes, make an active effort to vary your vocabulary. If you use a key noun, try to use a synonym the next time it comes up, if appropriate. It makes the summary less repetitive and, again, demonstrates the breadth of your C1 lexicon.
Okay, that brings us to the very end, those final moments. Revision. I know time pressure makes people want to skip this.
But you just can't afford to. It's mandatory, really.
Why so critical?
Because under that kind of pressure, even really strong writers make silly mistakes. A forgotten accent mark, a small agreement error, maybe a common spelling slip up. These little things can chip away at your score.
So dedicate specific time.
Yes. You absolutely must build in time at the end just for revision, even if it's only 2 minutes or maybe five if you manage your time well. Use that time to quickly scan specifically for those high-frequency errors.
And practicing with past papers helps you budget that time.
Exactly. Timed practice helps you figure out realistically how much time you need for listening, note-taking, organizing, writing, and that final crucial proofread.
Okay, so summing up Terrio 1, it's really a complex assessment, isn't it? It tests listening, synthesis, writing, time management. The integration of all those skills is the real hurdle.
It absolutely is. You need to master the structure, master your note-taking, and master the formal language required.
So building on that idea of synthesis and applying it, here's a final thought, a challenge for you, the listener, to take away. Beyond just studying for the exam date, how can you start using this C1 synthesis skill, like every single day?
Ooh, I like this.
Try this. The next time you read a news story in Spanish or watch an academic talk or even just listen to a complex podcast segment, as soon as it's finished, close your eyes, take 60 seconds, and mentally structure its argument. What was the intro? What were the main, say, three supporting points? What was the conclusion?
Like a mini Terrio 1 in your head.
Exactly. Treat your daily information intake as constant, low-stakes DALE practice. If you make that mental structuring a habit, then the actual exam task starts to feel much more like just confirming a skill you use routinely.
That daily mental workout, that's fantastic advice. That really is the ultimate preparation. Keep practicing, keep synthesizing mentally and on paper, and you absolutely need help.